Blog Talk Radio.
Get up off of that thing. It is your Sunday show with Vibrate and Elevate. This is Miss Latoya, also known as Miss Controversy Bird, and I'm joined by DZ Marie. So, Miss Z Marie, welcome to the line. What's going on? How are you?
I am good. I am great. I am fantastic. I'm feeling my adjectives today. So, yes, I'm feeling warm and nice and cozy inside of the Chicago atmosphere. I'm inside the house. You feel me? How are you, Ms. Controversy?
I'm feeling very energetic in this moment right now. Today went by rather fast. However,
yes,
I was reminded by one of our ancestors to get up off of that thing. You understand me? Because it's new money out here in Miami. It's Art Basel out here in Miami. So
yes,
I'm definitely in high spirits right now. So I'm excited nonetheless to be here, be on the line, and excited about our topic. You know, we've been talking about new traditions for the past couple of weeks, which we will continue to do until the end of the year and get everybody
yes
ready for, you know, this infamous 2016. So, you know, I just had this, you know, this unction to be like, let's talk about new money, especially considering, you know, the holidays. You know, shouts out to, you know, the community for making a strong statement of not spending money on Black Friday, watching where their dollars go, you know,
yes,
supporting their own yes personal agendas and, you know, with reporting sales $1 million down. Like, that was awesome. So that was a new tradition. Pop, pop,
yes,
pop. You know what I'm saying?
Archives, right, Ms. Controversy, for the other new traditions we've already been talking about. It's been a really, really good last few months for us. So the archives are popping.
That's right. I mean, my inbox is always filled with comments and you know, praises about our show. So I'm really happy for all of our listeners and supporters. So
yes.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about yeah, all that. Look. Speaking about new traditions, listen,
yes,
and speaking about Black dollars, we already talked about how Mr. Chanel, you know, raised the roof off of the financial group over there at Patty Pies. But we've been talking about new money, like, since then. Like, that was phenomenal to have a video go viral within days and then a direct correlation from a video, you know, a viral video to sales. Now,
yes,
you tell me what Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 companies, what they got up on Mr. Chanel with his Patty Pies video. Thank you. That means the power is in our hand. That means the new tradition is within us. That means the new money is within us, even though I don't know if he got a check, but I'm just saying, people, do something out there.
A lot of appearances. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not the you know, cash flow, but he definitely got appearances. I heard him on Chicago radio. So, you know, on my own, he out there.
Right? He ain't on his own no more. And since he in Chicago,
okay,
where you at, we need to be getting, like, a Vibrate and Elevate, like, interview with Mr. Chanel, because he's very well much branded, meaning he's very much into who he is and what he's doing. So I would love to have him on the show vibrating and elevating over here. Now, fast forward to new money. So, Miss Felicia, and the Miami Times, Miss Felicia Hatchard, I believe I'm saying her last name properly. And mm-hmm. I shout out to her for her entrepreneurship and what she's done in the community as a business owner. So if you don't know who that is, please look up this sister. Her, you can click on the link to the article in our show description and find out a little bit more about her. But from what I gather, a great sister. As a matter of fact, I was in Tennessee, I believe, Z Marie, and I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Sylvester Chisholm, who also has this whole entrepreneur movement with young people. And he recommended that I look her up. And I was like, all right, cool. And so we connected via social media, I believe. But she does amazing things in the community. She's huge on coding. She's huge on coding in the Black community with young people.
Yeah, Black Tech.
And so, yeah, the Black Tech Week that's going to be coming up, I believe, in January or February, but don't quote me. I got to look it up. And so she's someone who I admire and someone who I would definitely listen to. And she just put out a dope article in the Miami Times that came out this week. So, Z Marie, I know you dissected that article. Is there anything you want to talk about specifically as we introduce, you know, the article and what she had to say?
Yes. First of all, I haven't gotten a chance to reach out to this sister. I'm definitely, you know, trying to reach out to her on Facebook. I think my request is pending. She's probably too busy. But it's FeliciaHatcher.com. Her website is nice. A lot of the features of her website, what she offers, her branding is nice. And so as far as the Art Basel article goes, I really like the way that she, the angle she took. And so we know that Art Basel is an opportunity for Black artists as much as any other artist. And what she said was this is a way, she gave three tips essentially for specifically the Black community, how they can benefit monetarily from Art Basel. And so it's things that Ms. Controversy and I are very familiar with, like Airbnb, Lyft, and Uber, right? But the audience, the general audience, may not be as familiar with those three platforms, which really essentially is about a shared economy. And I think it's a beginner's kind of look at the shared economy. So she explains very well what that is to somebody who might not know. But, you know, Vibrate and Elevate, we stay high, right? So we already know about
that's
that.
Right.
We use those services. And so we use those services, right? We're consumers of them. But she's talking about actually being somebody who can get some money from those things, you know. So I definitely advise everybody to check it out in our show description on all of our social media. We've been promoting this show, and we've included Ms. Hatcher's a link to her Miami Times article in the show description. So definitely take a look at it. The only other thing I'll say is tap into your own personal talent as well. That's a huge theme in controversy, as you know, that we talk about on the show. Like, what you good at? What you doing over there? What talent you hiding? Or you singing in the shower? You writing in the bathroom? You tap dancing on the corner? Like, stop all that. Get yourself together. See how you can actually make some steady money with whatever your strengths are. Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. And then, of course, Ms. Controversy, talk with other people like you and I who have familiarity with being entrepreneurs, who have familiarity with being consultants, so you can see how you can actually make money doing whatever that thing is you're really good at. So, I think this is a great time to be talking about this because artists, you know, the starving ones anyway, we done killed them. So Art Basel is making people money, not only artists, but as Ms. Hatcher points out, the rest of the community can also make money based on the fact that Art Basel is happening in Miami, and it's like $500 million coming to the Miami economy because of that event. So shouts out to all the people who put that together and the people who can benefit.
That's right. Shouts out to everybody getting a little piece of the pie of the Art Basel pie.
Go.
And I'm so glad that Ms. Felicia had the mind to encourage our community, because a lot of times we could, complain about, when different events happen in our city, because Miami is a popular city. And let's face it, when things happen here, it's like total takeover. Whether it's Veterans Day, Memorial Day, you just gonna get an influx of people visiting our area. And so the very smart thing to do is what I think other nationalities do, especially here in Miami, is they look to capitalize on it, whether they run in a parking lot or whether they are tapping into some of the suggestions that Felicia highlighted, like Uber and Airbnb. And then the people that sell the food, oh, my goodness, a lot of us have aunties and grandmas that cook and just have these amazing talents that are literally wasting away because we don't know the value of exploiting our talent. Like, who better to use it than you? So all of this is...
Wait. Rewind that. Hold tight. Rewind that.
Like, we're not even exploiting our own talent. Like, that whole thing about hiding it under a bushel,
come on,
that's
Pastor.
Dumb. Thank you, Pastor Patty. No, that's dumb. Like, why would you hide it? Why would you hide your potential under a bushel, right?
Who and better so, to exploit it than you? That's the line
right.
I love, Pastor Toya. Who better to exploit
Stop
it than
it.
You? You know,
well,
I just got to interrupt real quick. There's a prophet by the name of Fabulous, the rapper, and he said, if you can't be used, you useless. I love that
Thank
line,
you.
And I used to tell it to my students. We all being used. You at somebody's job, or even if you're working for yourself, technically your client's using you. Your clients are using your service, so get used to being used. So I like
Thank
that.
You.
Exploit yourself.
Wait a minute.
Some exploitation is happening. Let's make it a positive exploitation. Let's make it a profitable exploitation. So I just wanted to say that to the church. You can have the mic back, Pastor.
Well, hold on, because I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed over here, because I hear trace of actually of the business fellatio mindset. The business fellatio psychology and just philosophy, actually, and that whole mindset of putting your head into your business is centered around positively exploiting your talent. And so I'm hearing something very deep right here. And for those of you who don't know, business fellatio is this little thing that that I like to hold on to, and it is literally centered around you putting your mind, putting your intellect into your business as it partners with your passion, as it partners with what's in your heart, as it partners with your creativity. So so that it can produce, you understand, so you can positively exploit, so you can come up and make money, all right?
Mm-hmm,
so you can come up and be resourceful. So you can actually build a legacy. Yeah, a legacy. That's right.
That's the organ.
Legacy.
That's the organ when it's time
to
just dance. That's the organ when it's time to just do your holy dance.
That's right. We doing our whole look. We doing the holy business fellatio dance over here, which is also a combination of a two-step. Okay. So basically, people, we need you to know that whatever it is that you do, it is a solution for you. It should provide a solution for you. Don't shoot it down just because you never did it before. Don't shoot it down because it didn't work on the first try. If it's still within you, it's still in your gut, it's still something that you want to do, do it. Do it. You have the perfect platform with social. All these other ideas that are out there for you to grab a hold on. And that brings me to talking about additional streams of income. Some you know, you got to figure out what floats your boat, really, and you got to figure out what kind of boat you in. You got to figure out what floats your boat, and you got to figure out what kind of boat you're in currently, what kind of boat you might want to be in tomorrow, and what kind of boat you might want to be in next year, or if you want to be on land. So it's really about what it is. Yes, it's really about where you want to be and what you want to do. And a lot of times that may seem scary to some of us, but in actuality, that is the most rewarding state of mind to be in, is to know what you want. And so as I work with seniors on a day-to-day basis, they are scared out of their mind. You know why? Because they don't really know what they want. So
high school
this is
seniors,
just,
yep.
Right. This is just a little formula to help you along the way, because I have to use this and I have to remind myself every day, what am I doing? When you have your goals in front of you, it's easy to know that those things are attainable. So the distance between A and B doesn't really matter, because you know B is the destination. You get it? So in light of all of that, you know, you got to make some extra money sometimes, right? And sometimes you may not have the support that you need to make the extra money, but because you know your destination, because you know where point B is, you're going to do things that propel you towards point B. So one thing you need to do is make extra money. Talisha already told you three ways to do that. If you're in Miami and it's during Art Basel, and you can also do those things outside of that special event. All right? And so next, I need you to figure out some research. I need you to do some research. I need you to figure out, hey, what should I look into? You don't want to dive into the first thing that pops up. Somebody say, hey, I'm doing something. They told me you need three people. You need to get this and do that, and then you're going to make $1,000 by tomorrow. What?
Hey,
right?
Let me get in on
Right? So you do whatever you do in regard to obtaining additional streams of income, you want to do some research first. And you also, your research should not be limited to the person that's telling you about it. Okay? So that's bias. It's called bias. So you want to do your own research, and you want to see how it's working, how it actually works. You want to take a look at the history of the company, and actually at the industry, and then at the product, whatever it is, the product or the service. So once you've done that and you feel okay about it, now it's time to, you know, really take a look at their platform, their presentation, and see what they have going on and go from there. I am a fan of multi-level marketing. I'm a huge fan of multi-level marketing. However, multi-level marketing ain't for everybody. And what is multi-level marketing? Selling a product or service for a company that's not publicly traded, pretty much. You're doing your own thing. You're selling, you got people that are selling it. What is it called? It's It Wraps, I'm sorry for butchering that. But It Works. You got people that sell Avon. You got people that sell Herbalife, you know, Javita.
Right.
You got people that sell Five Rings. I'm just naming some of the ones that I've been in. So you got all these different companies out here that are, you know, providing opportunities for individuals to make an additional stream of income. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that you have your entrepreneurs out there that are starting another business or starting a business. You have people that have found a niche like Uber and Airbnb, and then you have people that have found something like multi-level marketing. And I'm going to get into which company I recommend later. And then you have other options, and Z-Marie, this probably falls under entrepreneurship, where you just, what we said earlier, where you just take what you do and you really exploit it. For example, Z-Marie is, I don't want to limit, you know, her, what she brings to the table, because she does so much. But I'm going to say that she's a writer, right? And she works for other people, you know, freelance. And so she's getting money in from that way. She's getting money in from corporate businesses. And she's getting money in from Vibrate. You understand? So
and from individuals, other entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Right. And collaborative efforts. So you definitely just want to stop and pause and figure out where you're missing out on the dollars. So if we were to give you a sheet of paper, you would draw a circle in the middle and put you in the middle. And I want you to draw some arrows coming into that circle, all around the circle. And I want you to think about ways that you could potentially get money coming in. So for me, being a former teacher, one of my arrows coming in is tutoring. Another arrow coming in is consulting. I train a lot of senior citizens and elderly with using a computer. Simple. It's $40 an hour. So you want me to go ahead and send you an invoice for 10 hours? Okay, great. Easy, just like that. I do recommend everybody get a PayPal or some form of electronic payment so that there isn't anything in the way of you receiving cash, of you receiving funds. Okay, so that's another thing you want to do. And so on your paper, on your diagram where you have you in the middle and the arrows coming to you, I want you to think about that seriously. Because one of those arrows needs to be what we spent a little time on earlier, which was your talent. How can your talent bring resources and money to you? It is the holiday season. Even if you celebrate Kwanzaa, you still need some Kwanzaa dollars. Okay?
Yes.
Matter of fact, next week maybe we'll talk about how to prepare for Kwanzaa. But these arrows, I want you to put at least 5 or 6 arrows pointing towards you, and I want you to really just get creative and think about ways that money can be coming into you, all right? And even though I feel kind of funny about this, Z Marie, please back me up. You got to do what you got to do. I hear people say that all the time. One of your arrows, put a second job. Put second job. Just put it on there, even though you may not be with it. Just put it on there. So it could stare you in the face. And if you really don't feel comfortable with looking at that arrow that says a second job, that will motivate you to come up with some other things to put on that the diagram. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I like this visual. I like this visual a lot. A lot of us learn different ways. We don't just want to give you the audio because this is a radio show. We always come with some classwork. I don't want to call it homework because we got enough to do at home. We always come in with some classwork for you. So I really like the idea of the visual. In fact, I got a few projects that I'm interested in, and I'm working on some. Some are yet to be started, but I have taped to the wall with some straight Scotch tape, and it's actually a sheet of notebook paper, what that looks like for me. And I just realized, because my house is decorated, this is a chatty footnote sidebar, my house is decorated so cute, and like one way I did that is I actually drew it as if I had any 1 hour of design school. I drew like how I wanted to lay out the furniture and everything in my apartment. And so ever since that day, I realized like, hey, I think I might want to start drawing more of my ideas out. Even though I'm a writer, it might make sense for me to draw out how I want something to feel, how I want it to look. And that's actually what I did with the apartment. I knew I wanted a certain feel. I wanted people to come into my house and not want to leave. And so, like, I drew it out. So I'm all about this visual that Ms. Controversy is saying about streams of income. Because like we said, yeah, that drawing, this talking isn't going to get you that stream of income, but it's about being encouraged. It's about feeling it. And once you feel it, you start, it's more likely that you'll act, right? So, yeah, go ahead and get your visionariness on.
Yeah, all around. Speaking of which, if you have a blank check or if you don't use checks anymore, you can get a blank check online somewhere. But do a visual and write out how much you want to receive or how much you would like to deposit one day. So not only are we hitting you on all these sides. We're hitting you with the metaphysical. And if you haven't seen it already, check out The Secret. And check out anything on YouTube about the laws of attraction, the law of gratitude. We are supporters over here of Abraham Hicks and a plethora of other spiritual and metaphysical. Huh?
I said Abers, not enablers, Abers,
yeah.
Abraham Hicks.
That's facets of motivation and just elevation, like about everything in your life. All right, so we don't want to just, you know, limit what we're talking about to money. This is actually, you know, applicable to everywhere, to every area of your life. So definitely get your visual on, and then move forward, and be prepared for failure. I'll say that again. This is not a unicorn world. I can't get it out. This is not like play. By the way, I do believe in unicorns, but I'm just saying, it's not like some play type stuff. It's real deal. So you definitely want to be prepared for failure, because the reality is you fail more times than you succeed. You get more no's than you get yeses. You fall down more times than you know, before you get it right. So you have to incorporate and know how to be able to cope with failure as you are doing things new. So just because you did try out that one company and you didn't make now $1, that doesn't mean, like, all your options are, you know, null and void. It doesn't mean that. It means that, okay, maybe that didn't work for you. Let me look at what I did wrong or what I could have improved on, all right? And then you make a plan to move forward. So be ready for failure, because if you investigate or just research millionaires or very successful people, they will talk to you so much off the top about their failures and how their failures really shaped their success. So don't be afraid of failure. Like, embrace it. Know how to dissect your failure. What did I do wrong? And then make a plan to do it better next time. All right? And so as the show is getting ready to wrap up, Ms. V. Marie, time is flying, right?
Yeah.
I do want to talk to you all about Legal Shield. Legal Shield, previously known as Prepaid Legal, was one of my additional streams of income, and it still is to this day. And so I'm really excited to let you guys know that I was a bad mama jamma at one time with Legal Shield, and it was so awesome to be able to help families get affordable access to our justice system. So pretty much Legal Shield is kind of sort of like a legal insurance. You pay monthly and you get certain services. All right, and it's similar to healthcare or health insurance, where you pay a monthly fee and you get certain, you know, coverage. But if I want to get a breast, you know, augmentation, or I want to get some triple Z's, you know what I'm saying, and like get all the fat sucked out, that's a little bit extra. So it's similar to that with the Legal Shield services. So just to paint a picture, you get unlimited phone consultations to an entire law firm. Z Marie, an entire law firm. By the way, Z Marie is a happy customer and client of mine for almost 10 years now, along with several other family members and friends. So you get the unlimited phone consultation, you get a free living will, you get documents reviewed on your behalf. Like, before you sign the dotted line, you can say, you know what, I'm going to have my lawyer look at that and just fax it in. You get, you don't have to worry about any tickets except DUIs. But in the event that you get a moving traffic violation in any state, including Canada, all you got to do is fax it in. You don't have to go to court. You don't have to do all that stuff that you normally would have had to do, like take off work to go to court and blah, 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 blah. So it's just a lifesaver. And one of the biggest parts of the service, Z Marie, is the fact that you get the protection, the 24-hour protection called Legal Shield. Now, this is how, the reason why I like Legal Shield so much is because you get 24-hour protection in any state.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal, people.
Our black and brown community that is targeted, and this is not my opinion, this is based on research, this is based on facts, this is based on the many injustices that are happening around the country, and it's quite scary. So imagine someone like Mike Brown, or and you name them, if they had Legal Shield, they were able to answer back to the officer, my rights are protected. At this time, I would like to call my lawyer. Exactly. So the potential of what this can provide for our community is huge, and it is actually, to me, a godsend. And so this is why I love doing this. I love sharing this with families. This is my one of my additional streams of income. And not only am I making additional monies, but I'm also helping our community. So you have to find that perfect mix of your passion, of what you need, and what you want. And for me, it's been Legal Shield. So I'm really excited to share it with you all. So if you're interested, just visit divineinjustice.com, divineinjustice.com, and it'll take you right to my Legal Shield website. And the reason why I call it Divine Injustice, because in the past, we've had so many injustices in our community, but as a result, some change had to happen. It was some forced change that happened because of that injustice. So right now, we don't want to die without a will. We don't want to die without our estate being intact. So let's create this divine experience by protecting our rights and our family. So just check out divineinjustice.com, and you can find out more about Legal Shield. And so pretty much it for our new tradition. Okay, you need to do a little something. You need to shake a little something. You need to get up off that thing and do it.
Yes. I'm with you. I got Legal Shield. I've had it for a while. I used to be a speed demon, so I have seen my fair share of the inside of a courtroom. And it's been my pleasure to have this service, because you know what's so funny, Miss Controversy, is we just live in a very litigious society. We live in a society where money matters so much, and if you have the ability to have a lawyer represent you, your charges get reduced, they get dropped in some instances, and you know what that actually means? You save money, because if the charge is less, the cost of the charge is less. And so, for example, I've gotten speeding violations reduced to non-moving violations. You know, that's like basically I ran a stop sign as opposed to I was 20 miles over the speed limit. So definitely reach out to Ms. Controversy. When she doing her Legal Shield business, she is Ms. LaToya Bird, so make sure you address her appropriately when you try to get some legal protection. But it's real. And so tonight's show has been all about art, which can generate money because we done killed the starving artist. It's been all about multiple streams of income because we don't want to be a slave to our primary nor our secondary job. And it's all about making sure we maintain quality of life, which is why the extra money or the extra collaboration or just doing what you love, forget money, is so important, because it's about the quality of life at the end of the day. We want you to vibrate and elevate. That is making your frequency higher and higher and higher and higher. So let's go. Let's stay on this new tradition path.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I just got a call that some of you may have been exited off of the show. We apologize for that. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in. And obviously, we want you to make it fly by making some new money. And the taboo is use what you got, all right, before you lose it. So peace to everyone. Please check us out on Facebook. All the links and everything are in the show description. And we look forward to you being on the show next week. All right? So peace to you.
Yes.
Happy holidays. And let's get ready for this this Kwanzaa. All right? Peace, Z Marie.
Peace.